Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And it's the same damn story. Is classic Jet Rant definitely has fit the New York Giants over the last couple of weeks and really the last couple of years. Stewart's in Brooklyn. Hey, Stewart.
Hey, Evan and Tiki. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Tiki, you know, we've been in every game this year, although our record doesn't reflect that. You know, even though we're 2-9, I feel better at this point this year than the previous seasons.
Oh,
but,
definitely.
2 points... What?
I agree with that, Stewart. You're absolutely right. Yeah. They're not getting... Yeah. They look like a serviceable product some of the time.
Yes. And two points I wanted to make. One is, I'm starting to believe in C.O. Johnson. I think he's finally figured it out. He's got that physical traits to be a tight end, and he's worked on his drops, and he's going to be good. My second point is, I thought Hodgins should have ran that route. I mean, even though he's back after a few days, he's probably in the right position to make that catch.
Right. So you're saying, and I think you're right about that, Stewart. Evan, I don't know if he said this on the air or not, but to put Jalen Hyatt in that last interception route, that corner route, it was a hitch corner to the left side. Jalen Hyatt sees the cover two safety just sitting there, and he just stops like the ball's not coming to him. Now, interestingly, if that was just a seam route and it wasn't a corner route, it was an easy touchdown. So a seam instead of a corner there, because the safeties were so wide, it's the easiest throw Jameis would have ever made in his career, maybe. But because it was a corner route and Jameis was throwing that ball regardless, the wide receiver has to be aggressive. And when you think, like Malik Nabers, he's an aggressive wide receiver. He's going to go to his spot, and he's going to make a play on the ball. Justin Jefferson, he's an aggressive wide receiver. He's going to get to his spot, and he's going to make a play, if contested or not, on the football. Jalen Hyatt plays passive. And in the NFL, in tight games and in tight throwing windows, you cannot be passive.
So why are you drawing up a play that involves him for the most important play of the game?
Well, to steal a line from Javon Holland, you're going to have to ask the coaches. I would love for that question to be asked. Why, to a kid who you haven't played most of the season, I think he did play earlier in the year, had one catch, I forget who that was against. It was a hitch. He sits down in the curl. It's the easiest route and catch you ever make in your life. But why would you design a play to have Jalen Hyatt run this must-throw route?
I'm going to become my Kafka for a second. Well, we really believe in him. He's a great talent. He works hard at practice.
Well, then I question your evaluation technique.
That would be the greatest counter.
That's what I would say.
Stewart brings up the point of Theo Johnson, how well he's played the last few weeks. I was thinking about this because Theo has played well. Mm-hmm. Now, Sean Morash is not the president of the Theo Johnson fan club. This is Sean 3 weeks ago while we were sitting at MetLife Stadium, and I secretly recorded him.
I'd sit this... loser for the rest of the game. I don't give a flying that there are that many people around me.
Okay. He's got to make that ball.
Catch the ball. He sucks so big.
Jeez.
Wouldn't stop me from upgrading tight end.
What do you think of Theo now? He has played well the last couple of weeks. Stu brings up the point. Your thoughts?
You can always come back to my good graces. Stack good performances and learn from your mistakes. He's clearly done that over the last 2 weeks in not ideal conditions either, mind you. So I'm not fully bringing him back into my arms, but We've had a couple in a row here. Let's finish the year like this.
I don't know if I'm going to give you credit or myself credit or Tommy credit for the editing, but I've heard that that clip got back to Theo.
Oh, nice.
He has been very inspired since the Morash meltdown.
Good job, Sean.
Great.
So,
in that case, Shane Bowen, you suck. Everybody on defense, you suck. Let's see if that gets back.
Doesn't work the same way right now. It has to be right. Live in a game with you just being unhinged.
All right, well, we won't see that till 2026.
Unfortunately. Joe is in Brick. What's up, Joe? Hello, Joe.
So, listen, the team stinks. everyone that you're talking about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Wandell, they stick. Joe Shane took over that terrible salary cap, and he miraculously got us out of it, and in doing so, was able to select a horrible roster over the last 4 years. So one guy gets hurt, and we can't keep up. We play these games where, oh man, we're close. We're almost going to win the game, but we don't have enough talent to ever win the game.
Yeah.
So it's like, what, Tiki, you are saying all the right things all along this whole firing of Dable and yesterday about Carter. Like, what are we watching? I mean, the team is terrible, right? Like,
well, not terrible.
Andrew Thomas,
Joe, last year,
Andrew Thomas, right?
Go ahead.
Hold on, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but if Andrew Thomas plays, offensive line is middle of the pack, right? Like, it's pretty good,
very good.
If he misses, if he's out, we are bottom 3-5 in the NFL, and that shows how we lack. We have the worst depth. It's like we took every 3rd to 6th round draft pick over the last 4 years and just threw a dart at the board and hoped that, oh man, maybe one of these guys could play. How do we not find like a random receiver? And we're throwing out Hyatt yesterday again, and yet we had Hodges a couple of years ago who was quite serviceable for us,
right?
And we just got rid of him. And I sit there and I get excited because of Dart, because the kid could play. But it's so frustrating, man.
No,
it's like another overhaul.
Well, I don't think overhaul is not the right word for it, because when I think about, and I called some of these games over the last previous 2 seasons, the Giants were unwatchable at points. It was I loved that I didn't have to travel and go somewhere else to call a Giant game. But I hated calling these games because they were inept. They're not inept. They're a good team that can win games. They don't know how to win. And part of it is the players aren't good enough in the depth part. So he's right about that. But I think more importantly, it's been coaching, like the managing of the games and being smart and being aggressive when you need to. It just hasn't been there. And so this year is different than previous seasons, but the results are the same. You've only won 2 games through 11 weeks.
It's tough because I'm very mixed. Like, what you're saying is true. I mean, if they execute just slightly better, instead of sitting here at 2-8, they're 5-5.
Right.
Season could look completely different.
The other thing he said,
or 2-9, I should say.
He said was about, like, what are you doing with your later round draft picks and drafting projects and kids that are going to take some time to develop? Part of the issue is that these kids end up having to play right away because they've had so many injuries that you get a 6th round Corey Black who now has to play right away.
Right.
And he's just not ready to do it. Now, like, I look at a guy, and I'll only bring this kid up because he played with AJ, my son, at Princeton. Andre Yosivas. You guys know that name?
Yeah, wide receiver of the Bengals.
Wide receiver of the Bengals.
Yes.
He was a sixth round pick.
Right.
From Princeton. He's literally 45 minutes away from Giant Stadium.
Very smart.
And you need wide receivers. This kid was a decathlete, like a star decathlete, like an uber athlete. The one thing I notice when I watch Giants wide receivers and DBs is that they're not good enough athletes, right? Cordell Flatt, I know he was on the LSU championship squad. Kudos to you, man. College is a completely different sport. He's not big enough to be a corner in this league. He's not physical enough to make contested 50-50 balls like we just said. Deontay Banks doesn't give a you-know-what, and you can see it. A guy running back Wilson running into the end zone. He's at the 5-yard line. You just pat him on his shoulder pads? What the F is that?
Mm.
I mean, seriously. Like, so there is a want to and a physicality that you have to play football. The Giants are not drafting those players. And it pisses me off because how do you walk into a room and sit with a guy who can barely speak football and has zero desire to play football and say, I want that guy. Yeah, I need that guy. I want that guy. If I was in a room with Andre Yosivas and I see he's jacked, he's a decathlete, he makes contested catches in the Ivy League. Yeah, I know it's inferior competition, but look at the dude in the NFL. Like, how hard is that? So I'm as frustrated with the third round down scouting as I am with the play calling on Sundays.
Right.
Because when I see these kids have to play, and then they're not football players to me. I mean, maybe it's the era. Maybe I'm just the old man because I'm 50 years old. They played in a different time when it mattered and where you actually had to fight for your job and it wasn't just handed to you because of where you were drafted. Like, those things are critical to success for any team, and the Giants don't have enough of those guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.